All right, as always on a Monday afternoon, between 3 and 4, we look at the world of games. And I'm getting the feeling that it's becoming pretty exciting times now. After maybe a couple of weeks of a lull, that we're getting into some severe big releases. We've got Sumeet with us from ME Gamers. And what he don't know about games ain't worth knowing, I'll tell you. How you doing?
Oh, I've just been running hectic with the gaming season. Last week, I had to pick up a couple of copies of games for review, and I had come to realize that the copies I had to pick up were like around 12 to 15 copies of games.
Really?
So I had to play over the weekend.
So they're starting flooding into the shops now.
Oh, yeah,
aren't they?
They're all over the place right now.
There's football. I know wrestling's due out in a couple of
wrestling's
weeks.
Wrestling's due out soon. We got soccer's obviously picked up. FIFA, Pro Evo are both out of the market right now. Vanquish is on its way. DJ Hero's on its way, Call of Duty's on its way, Medal of Honor. You got then there's just way too many titles out there like right now. Even Castlevania's out right now, which we'll be reviewing today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been so hectic; it's all over the place. Fable 3 is out pretty soon as well. So, like, all the big top-notch games are on its way out.
Brilliant! I also seen our running order for the program today. We're going to be looking at the Y560, I wonder what that's all about. A gaming laptop, is this produced specifically for gaming?
Yes, that is correct. Actually, I got a chance to meet up with some people from Lenovo the other day. And they were nice enough to hand a gaming laptop for reviews because they wanted us to review it. And I got a chance to try out a couple of games on it. And I can tell you, this is quite a powerful machine. You're talking about a good 512 MB ATI Radeon graphics card with 250 GB hard drive built in. You can upgrade to 1 TB as well.
Alex is having a nervous breakdown over here, aren't you?
Is that what?
Okay, you got up to like 8 GB of RAM running on it. You got an i7 processor that you can upgrade to as well.
So what does all this kit do then to make it a gaming laptop?
Well, the basic features of it is that it does a certain mouse pad and the keyboard that actually follows up as per gaming requirements, that makes it more easier for gamers to get into the games. And obviously then gamers don't have to worry about installing the game and worry about the specs of the PC or whatnot. But the main concept of the gaming laptop is that it's a powerhouse hungry machine. Like it's ready to go. You plug in any game, a hardcore game, and it can easily play.
It's got a big appetite.
And I think
it?
Alex has a question. She's raising her hand here.
Can you do your homework on it as well, or it's just
No, you can. Obviously, it's running Windows 7 on it, which is phenomenal, which is really great. And for games, actually, it's a lot better than their previous successor, Windows Vista. So it's actually picked up really well in the market. And actually, one of the reasons why we're talking about it is that Gitex is out, or Gitex, as many people call it, is out next week. So people are going to be out there buying laptops, buying games, buying gaming laptops for that matter.
So when all these kids for their birthdays ask their parents if they can have a new laptop because they need to do their homework on better, they just say to them, well, as long as it's not a gaming laptop.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But I guess the idea is that most kids or most parents nowadays, like the with the rise of World of Warcraft on its way, and all these other, like The Sims as well, picking up in the market, and all the other PC games coming out, especially with the new announcement of World of Warcraft Cataclysm, which is the expansion pack for World of Warcraft. That's out December 7th. So I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to come to Gitex and be like, oh, I need to buy a hardcore gaming laptop to play my World of Warcraft and transfer my accounts and everything of that sort.
Can I just point out, have you seen the YouTube video of the guy that's been playing COD? What's called? Code of... What's it called? COD.
COD. Call of Duty?
Call of Duty, thank you.
Oh, COD.
I thought you caught them out of the sea.
I know, it confuses me. And this guy, he's been playing Call of Duty for... And my brother does this as well. I hear him screaming at people and there's nobody in the house. And
he's wearing his headphones or something. Sorry.
This guy who's been playing Call of Duty for far too many years is going ballistic at his computer screen. It's the funniest video you've ever seen.
But that's most of us out there, like, who are playing on these computer screens. But one of the best things about these gaming machines is that at least, if it can run Windows on it, and like I'm sure it can perform many of its other tasks. Like, people use Microsoft Office, and they can use other applications on it and whatnot. But to have a gaming PC laptop, like the idea behind it is that it's not only ready for work ethic, but also for like gaming ethic. So people can come and like put in their games and play as well, and not have the complication of thinking that, oh, I need to buy another laptop just for games, or get something else for, like, people personally purchase these laptops for the purpose of having dual, like either a gaming laptop or a business laptop at the same time.
Are they going to be more expensive than your standard laptop with all this, you know, high tech gear installed in it?
You can compare there, but I'm sure at Gigantic there'll be deals going around here and there. So like many people are going to be picking up the gaming laptops. As per the Lenovo gaming laptop, I have to say I'm pretty impressed. It has a 6-hour battery life. It's i7 processor. You can even slow it down. You can decide not to use the graphics card to save battery life and increase it up to 8 hours as well. So, but like the main thing is like the graphics card. If you have a good running graphics card with enough RAM, enough space running on it, then any game can easily be played on it.
How do you store all this information in your brain?
Huh? Well, I don't know.
You've got a Faro processor in there.
<haven't>
you,
<right? laughs>
It's what I do for a living.
Okay, so that's the gaming laptop. Now, we're going to be looking at several games today. What have you chosen? Which are the topical ones?
Well, actually, the big one I think we're going to start off with is FIFA 11. I mean, FIFA's out in the market. People were looking forward to it. And it was nice enough for EA to invite us to the W Lounge for a good FIFA match amongst all media personnel. We played a one-on-one match. Sadly, I lost. I did not win the tournament, and there was actually a very nice trophy that went out there.
I don't think you would have admitted that on the show that you lost.
I tried, though.
Can you tell me who beat you?
It was this TV radio station guy. Oh my! He was actually a TV camcorder guy who was there. I can't remember what station, but like, but he won the tournament, so I don't feel so bad. I played against the champ.
As they say in the Premiership, you know, we lost to the eventual winners.
Yeah. So like that's the way I saw it. But either way, kudos to him and EA, especially for throwing a great event, for calling us down, in which we all got a copy of FIFA 11, and it's doing really well off the store shelves. Like, it's got all the teams, got an improved roster, if anything, updated roster for later on, downloadable content, and the best thing is that barely zero loading times in the game. Like, you can instantly get ready and pick up and play.
Now we're going to be hearing from the developers. There's always this big battle as in you know, whenever a sporting game comes out, kind of the opposition comes out as well. And you know, you talk FIFA 11, FIFA 10. FIFA 11, of course, was showcased at the Games 10 events a couple of weeks ago, but Pro Evolution, of course, out the same time. They seem to have different camps of fans, don't they?
That is correct. Actually, FIFA is more catered towards people who follow the FIFA League, if one thing. And also, it's more simplistic. People can easily pick up and play, especially with the new control scheme that it has. People who play PES tend to be more hardcore soccer fans, and who follow more of the European League. So a lot of European teams actually are focused more in PES as compared to FIFA, while FIFA is more like international.
The Premiership.
It's more like the Premiership and more international oriented as well. But from what I'm hearing about PES, it doesn't look like it's doing so well in the market. I mean, sales are picking up pretty well and stuff, but as per the gameplay, people are saying they have a lot of complaints regarding about the control scheme, but we'll have a review on that later on the show.
Wouldn't it be easier to pick up a football and go outside?
Well, I guess so. Or you can pick up a Kinect and play in your own room, like the soccer game and stuff. But like the idea of FIFA is like you want to play as your team, you know. You want to pick your Manchester United.
Buy a shirt.
Your Arsenal. You can buy a shirt.
I know people that get changed to play these games into the kit. Okay,
Mark. I know you did that.
I was going to say he's looking at it.
You know, and if you're playing away, you change again into your away kit.
And you're a Liverpool supporter, yeah.
Oh my God!
Your pardon. I'm a Mancunian. Let's hear from the developers then of FIFA 11.
My name's Gary Patterson. I'm the creative director of FIFA 11 on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Yeah, the feedback that we had from the community this year was very wide-ranging, from very small things to very large things. But I think the number one piece of feedback that we had was on a phenomenon that they call ping-pong passing. And what this is basically the ability for players to just press pass, 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 and perform first-time passes and get from one end of the field to the other very quickly and create a good shooting or scoring opportunity. And for them, that kind of it reduced the depth in the game, it made it feel, you know, there was less emotion, less sense of achievement associated with playing FIFA. And that was the number one thing that we took from them, and that's one of the things that we've been trying very hard to address this year. And so we've created this feature that we're calling Pro Passing, which basically there's two aspects to Pro Passing. And one is we've added a little bit of user skill into performing a pass, so even on the assisted levels, you have to be a bit more careful about how you power up a pass, because otherwise it'll be underhit or overhit. In addition to that, we've also worked on the error system that's applied to each of our passes to try and make it so that, you know, if the pass is difficult in real life, you know, if there's a difficult context, the ball's coming at you very quickly, you're trying to first time pass it at an awkward angle, then those passes will be more error prone and have more more speed reduction, perhaps go in the wrong direction slightly, and then therefore get intercepted, or it'll slow down your build-up because they're not as crisp as they were before. So that feature in itself means that this pass-pass-pass behaviour is kind of eliminated a little bit, because if you continue to pass-pass-pass, then perhaps the defenders will intercept your pass, making the skilled players or the very well-known players, or players with the very good attributes, appear and feel differently on the pad is one of the things that we've been working alongside pro passing. That's one of our big features on gameplay this year. We're calling it Personality Plus. The idea being that personality permeates from the visuals of our game to the animations to the attributes of the players. So that's one of the big things we're working on. We're working on animations, trademark celebrations, dribble run styles. We've created Cristiano Ronaldo's dribble run style. Personality Plus. This is one of our huge features this year, and we're hoping that resonates well with everyone who plays our game. The game is FIFA 11. It'll be out on 360 and PlayStation 3 this fall.